Irene Wozni, Linda Fuller, and Clarence Beckett are among the 121 million people worldwide who have struggled with depression. But they got help and the right medication. Depression is the most common form of mental illness. It often carries a social stigma. Only in recent years have some patients been forthcoming about their disease.
We're contributing members of society, and most people wouldn't know that.
The first two times I had it, I hid it. I only told my husband and my children. I didn't want anybody to think I was losing my mind. You're ashamed of it, but it's really nothing to be ashamed of.
All of the 4,000 volunteers who participated in the recent study were given antidepressants. At least one-third of them saw their symptoms disappear by taking the first drug. But how to help the others? Dr. Patrick McGrath of the New York Psychiatric Institute.
Patients want to know that, and doctors need to know it too.
Researchers discovered that by switching to a different antidepressant, another 25% of the volunteers also felt better. Dr. John Rush of the University of Texas Southwestern.
And it didn't matter which drug the patient was switched to. They were all the same in terms of benefiting patients.
Trial and error, finding the right medication, sometimes combining more than one medication, and giving each medication 4 to 6 weeks to work or not. The study showed the patient and healthcare provider should try a range of treatments based on the needs of the individual. One of three volunteers in the study went into remission after finding the right medication. That rose to about half of those studied when more participants switched to a different antidepressant or combined drugs. Psychiatrist Frederick Goodwin, a former director of the National Institute of Mental Health, says behavioral therapy can also help make a difference.
If there are activities, if there are relationships, if there are places, people, things that still give you pleasure, then try to focus on those things. If there are things that constantly remind you of defeat and frustration, try to avoid those things. Sometimes these relatively straightforward, simple sounding strategies can be the beginning of pulling yourself out of it.
When VOA met Clarence Beckett, he was homeless, but he was fortunate in one sense because he had medical attention. The World Health Organization says fewer than 25% of those with depression have access to treatment. The researchers of the depression study acknowledged their findings were done under ideal conditions, with careful monitoring of patients. But they worry that many others suffering from depression might not be as persistent with their medical care and give up too soon. Melinda Smith, VOA News.